Welcome to the Entrepreneur Academy podcast, the place for entrepreneurs from entrepreneurs. Hi, this is John from the Entrepreneur Academy, and welcome to another episode from our very good podcast. Well, today I would like to talk to you about clients, customers. I get these questions from my clients an awful lot. How can I find the right clients? How can I attract the people I would like to work with? Well, this is actually much, much easier than most people think, but we don't really go deep enough to understand the basic concepts of people. It's actually about people in the end. If you want something, you need to know what it is you want. This is pretty common sense, right? I guess everybody will understand that. So if you don't know what you want, it isn't there. So if you want clients, you need to know who your clients are. You need to figure out who is actually the client you want to work with. Now, of course, at the beginning, we don't know anyone and, we have got no clients. So we're starting from zero, from scratch. So the only thing we really have is what we believe our perfect customer would look like, how he would feel, how he would say things, what he would talk about and what he would do. So the best thing to do, that's the exercise I go through with all my clients, I'm going to actually write down first, describe your perfect customer. Describe the person you think you would really, really love to work with. Some people struggle with this a little bit because they're not 100% sure what their perfect customer should be. They don't really know. For them, I would advise start on the other side. Write down on a piece of paper the one customer you would not like to have. Write down the thing you definitely don't want your customer to be. For example, I guess what you don't want a customer who doesn't pay you. That's a very good starting point. So because it's a business in the end, you have to be paid for your services and for the things you offer. So in the end, a customer has to pay. So a customer who does not pay is definitely not a customer for you. What else? A customer who doesn't like you. Well, also true. You don't want a customer who doesn't like you because it's going to be very difficult conversations you're going to have with this customer. You're going to have fights all the time. So what's the point? If you write down on a piece of paper a list of 10 things that you really don't like on a customer, things you do not want a customer to behave at or whatever, anything really, it doesn't really matter. But write it down, the things you really wouldn't like to be or have on a customer. So now when you have that, it makes it easier for you to become clear what it is you want on a customer. Because clearly, if you say you don't want the customer not to pay you, you want to make sure that your customer pays you. So what do you want? You want paying customers. Of course, you also want customers who can afford you, I guess. Yeah, because there's no point if your services are $500,000 or $10,000 or euros or whatever you charge and they don't have the money, what's the point? You want to make sure you're going to attract the customers who have the money. So you need to write down on this piece of paper, I want customers who can afford me. I want customers who like me. I want customers who enjoy, who are at a specific stage in their life, or they have a specific need, or they have whatever. It doesn't really matter what it is. Just write it down. Put it on a piece of paper. Be absolutely clear about it and define it. I would go even further. I would say, okay, what kind of customer do you want? I mean, like the traits of a customer. Is he married or she? Is it a he or a she to start with? Have they got children? Whatever. Write down as much as you can about your perfect customer. The one person you think would be absolutely perfect for you. Now, that's simple. So in the end, you will have a list. You will have all the different criteria of your customer. And of course, one of the criteria most likely is going to be things like he can afford me. He has the money ready. He will pay me on my first session or my first visit or whatever. It doesn't really matter what it is. Whatever business you're in, whatever fits, it has to go into that field. Now you have your customer. Now you have something to look for. Now you know who you want to attract. So that's already starting. This is all stuff you can do at home without even talking to anyone, without making a single cold call, with absolutely nothing. And then you can tell everyone, this is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for these kind of people. Where are they? And you know, anyone who will feel talked to because that's the kind of person he is, he will come to you. He will just be naturally attracted to you. That's a process. And this is not something that's whatever, some strange magical thing that's happening here. That's human behavior. That's a normal thing we all do. We all are attracted to specific things we feel comfortable with. So if you, for example, have a business and you work with mothers with children and you have your business in that field, naturally, mothers with children will listen to what you have to say because they're the ones who are affected by whatever it is you do. So they have an interest. If you speak to some single person, not have, 20 years old or 60 or 70 years old, never going to have children again, and your job is about children, well, they're not going to listen to you. What's the point? You see what I mean? So you're attracting automatically the people you want, but you need to be really, really clear who you want to work for and who is your customer. Once you understand that, the whole process of finding customers is really easy. Another very important aspect of this, of course, is that it allows you to define your products and services much more specific to a target group. That also means that you will spend far less money and far less effort and research in order to figure out if your products and services are the right one for the group. Because now you know exactly who they are. It is not that difficult anymore to actually have knowing exactly what they need and what they want. You can ask them. You literally can go there and say, look, I've got this and this product. Are you interested in this? Is this something you can use? Is this something that solves a specific problem you have? You see, all of this makes it so much easier. You need to be clear. There is this one thing which is the fear many people have that there might not be enough customers. If you're too specific about your customer, that you don't find enough and that you're not going to make enough money on it. Well, I tell you something, this is not true. I really know people who have been very, very specific in their customer range. I mean, I'm talking about so specific that you actually would think there isn't a single person in the world. And they're running a full-blown business, a multi-million euro business on this. Let's be clear about that. To give you an example, a few years ago, I was working with a customer in London. And he was someone who produced shampoo, so general hygiene products and so on. And he was really looking into creating a shampoo. But, you can imagine anyone knowing a little bit about the market knows there are like thousands of shampoos out there. There's so many. And how can you ever compete with anyone like that? So now what he thought, there must be a better way of doing it because he knows there are very specific problems of some people who are the normal shampoos you can buy on the market, they just don't come up. So they have to go to specialized places where they mix things up. But he thought this is a bit stupid because they charge huge amounts of money for nothing. So when we were looking into this, we were saying, okay, we need to specify our client. We need to know exactly who we're going to create that shampoo for. So we need to know who we can market it to the dot. So we came up with this thing. We said, all right, the shampoo will do very specific things. So let's target. And what his list came up with was, he wants women between 20 and 25 years. He wanted red hair, pale skin, lots of the sunspots you have, this kind of problem with the skin. Some very sensitive to sun. So you can imagine, the list went on. It was really down, to such an extent that you would think, how many people of those are actually out there? There can't be many. So what we then did, with this list, we got a couple of students together to go to a major square in London and to give them a description of the person and to find these people. So they came back, actually it was funny enough, they came back with 20 people they found. And they asked each one of them the same question. They said, look, we're producing a very, very specific shampoo, which we believe will fit exactly your profile. Can I just ask you a couple of questions just to confirm that this is really problems you have? And they ask questions like, are you sensitive with your skin thing? Do you have problems with the standard shampoos as they're out there, as they are not really protecting, and so on. So they ask these questions. And at the end, the question was, if someone would create a shampoo which solves all these issues, would you be interested in buying it? And actually, without exception, they all said yes. And then they said, do you know other people who are in a similar situation than you? And they, each of them, gave them five names of other people they knew. Literally, within a single day, a couple of hours really of work, we were able to make over 100 new clients. Clients are willing to pay a substantial amount of money for something, in order to get their problem solved. It was incredible. And it was amazing. Actually, this guy is running his business today. He still has the same target group. He's gone a bit wider now. So he's not just in England now. He's gone over, you know, to European market and even in the United States. And he's really selling this. And I'm telling you, it's a multi-million dollar or euro business today. It's unbelievable. Very, very specific, very specialized in one field, but so targeted that it solves such a problem in such a way. It's incredible. But how did he get there? He got there because he understood his customers. He knew exactly who his customers were. And he was able to get his products and his services very, very specific to that customer. So if you're the kind of person who sits there and says, well, I want to make my product so wide as possible so I can attract as many people as possible, you're really mistaken. Do it the other way around. Turn around. Don't be scared that you don't find. There are always lots and lots of people out there. It's unbelievable. You can't even imagine. Once you start looking, once you're really, really clear who it is you want to work for, and you start looking in that specific field, you will be surprised how many people you find. Why don't you just give this a go? Well, anyway, with all my clients, it works. With everyone. Every single one without exception. We really discovered, I mean, they actually discovered for themselves that they never ever thought about thinking about their customers that way. The opposite, they were always seeing the customer as someone they don't want to look at. Someone they didn't want to push far. They got actually like, because it was such a ghosty kind of thing, they got actually quite scared about their customer. They really felt a little bit like, ooh, this is this thing, you know, oh, I don't know. And this is what stopped them really talking to them in the first place. This is also what stopped them feeling comfortable talking to them. Because they saw them as such a thing. You can imagine this guy who creates this shampoo and goes there. I mean, he loves talking to them, you know. He knows it helps. He knows his products and his services. What he does for them is really, really brilliant. And the only reason it is brilliant, because he understands his customer. You really need to start looking into the fact that you need to identify your customer down to the dot. As more specific you can become, as better it is. If you have trouble with this, if you're not 100% sure what it is you really want, start on the other side. Look at the things you definitely don't want. Definitely don't want. Look at all the stuff that pissed you off of people and put it on the list, things you don't want on your customer. So that gives you the other side of the line where the things you want, because it's most likely the opposite of what you don't want, right? So it already gives you a list, a lot of things, you know, of things that you want in your customer. Now that's a good starting point. And with this, you can get to the next stage by identifying your products and services, making sure that they fit exactly that customer. And you will be surprised. Do you know that little thing when you buy yourself a car and you make a decision and then one day you get it and you pick it up and then you go on the street and you see the same car, the one you just bought on every corner? Have you ever thought about that? I mean, this happens all the time. And actually, it's not that everybody just suddenly bought the car. It's just now you're looking at it. Now you also know what you're looking at. And suddenly it's everywhere. It's the same thing with customers. If you want to know more about this, come to our website at www.entrepreneur-academy.eu. There are lots of things, articles are written about this. If you want to go further and you want to do the next step, or even if you're at the stage where you want to find out what you can do to get, you know, to get your business off the ground in the first place, well, come and look at our sweet spot discovery tool. Anyway, I'm ready. I'm here for you. So if you want to find customers, if you want to make things work, and if you want to get your business off the ground, I'm your man. Looking forward to the next episode. See you soon. Bye. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you want to find out more about entrepreneurship, come to our website at www.entrepreneur-academy.eu and find out everything you want to know about entrepreneurship. And don't forget to sign up to our special Sweet Spot Discovery tool, all on our website.